Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
As you mentioned, we have some CDs, and I don't know if Tony has some other things for sale in the front. A couple of videos and stuff. Rolf has a couple solo projects, and I have one as well, so if you're interested, you can pick them up on your way out.
Plus, we have an emailing list over there, right by the albums, if you're interested. Keeping track of what we're doing, and we have a website, TonyTrischka.com.
Spell it, you can get
it. Yeah, if you can spell it correctly, you can get into it. TRISCHKA. Plenty of time. There are all sorts of different ways of telling time in show business. In bluegrass, in the original bluegrass way of looking at things, I saw Lester Flatt do this once. That's how you would do it. In kind of the new grass, kind of hippie bluegrass way of telling time, you'd have your watch facing up this way so you could be playing all night and checking out the time. I once saw Ralph Stanley, who's gained a lot of fame lately, from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. I saw him do this once in 1972 or so. Fortunately for you, I'm not going to sing, but he was singing, Ralph and the Clinch Mountain Boys were all gathered up with their instruments down doing an acapella gospel number, and they all had their suits and jackets on. And he's singing like this, and as he's singing this beautiful sacred song. So these are a few of the ways to tell time on stage, folks. You can applaud, it's very entertaining. And informative.
Of course, we're still working on the banjo clock, which would put like an actual clock face. One of the debates is whether we'd have it so you could read it or upside down so Tony could just look down and read it.
Anyway, here's a tune that was arranged by our saxophonist, Michael Amendola. This is something I should have arranged, but he got to it before I could. And let's see, I'm going to send this out to Paul Stomper out there, because he's a Syracusan, or he was in Syracuse. I'm from Syracuse originally, and my very first album, Bluegrass Light, which I recorded in 1973, Paul played bass clarinet on it, and I probably haven't seen him in 30 years or so, and he just showed up tonight, so this is for you. Paul, this is kind of, yeah, Paul Stomper back there. And this is mixing bluegrass and jazz, just as we were doing back then. And this is called, it's a tune written by Earl Scruggs called Earl's Breakdown.